This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Proposed amendments would store high-level radioactive waste in New Mexico and West Texas and accelerate Yucca Mountain licensing. Proposed amendments to the Federal Nuclear Waste Policy Act would accelerate two proposals to bring some of the nation's commercial high-level radioactive waste to New Mexico and West Texas. Congressman John Shimkus introduced the proposed amendments, which would accelerate thousands of shipments of spent fuel rods on trucks, rail, and barges. The bill, numbered H.R. 3053, would also restart the forced licensing of Yucca Mountain, a Department of Energy DOE site located 90 miles north of Las Vegas, Nevada, in a seismic and volcano-ridden area. It is interesting that Congressman Shimkus represents Illinois, which has the largest number of nuclear power plants in the nation, with 11. Both privately held corporations, Holtec International and Waste Control Specialist, LLC, WCS, have submitted license applications to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for consolidated interim storage facilities. The Shimkus bill brings back a term from the past, quote-unquote, monitored retrievable storage, or MRS, to describe these proposed facilities. If approved, the bill would allow some, but not all, of the waste currently stored at nuclear power plants around the country to be shipped to New Mexico or the WCS facility on the Texas-New Mexico border. Holtec is asking to store 100,000 tons of plutonium fuel at a site halfway between Hobbs and Carlsbad, New Mexico, in Lee County. WCS is asking to store 40,000 tons of plutonium fuel at its hazardous, toxic, and radioactive storage and disposal dump located in Andrews County, 5 miles east of Eunice, New Mexico. Last Friday, WCS announced a private equity firm, J.F. Lehman & Company, bought the 14,900-acre facility. Lehman also owns North Star Group Services, a nuclear decommissioning specialist that could supply a pipeline of waste to WCS. Despite DOE spending millions of taxpayer dollars to explore Yucca Mountain, it is not a viable solution for disposing of high-level radioactive waste. Even though some people hope Yucca Mountain would open, the transportation threats alone would impact millions living along the truck and rail transportation routes over a period of 50 years. The Shimkus bill continues the policy of the 1987 Nuclear Waste Policy Act to deny Nevada a voice. The 1987 law designated Yucca Mountain as the only proposed site for DOE to study as a geologic repository. Another bill, H.R. 456, called the Nuclear Waste Informed Consent Act, would give consent options to Nevada and affected local and tribal governments regarding Yucca Mountain. Joni Ahrens of CCNS urged the public to, quote, please contact your congresspeople to tell them to oppose H.R. 3053, the Shimkus bill, and support H.R. 456, the Nuclear Waste Informed Consent Act, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.